104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
With Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest series and bingeable favorites on Disney Plus. Watch FX's Shogun, Grey's Anatomy, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
What you got, Pretty Malik?
Starting off with some sad news. The weapons supervisor on the film Rust, this has been going on for a while, has officially been jailed for 18 months over the fatal shooting of the movie cinematographer. Her name is Hannah Gutierrez Reed. She had loaded the gun which went off in Alec Baldwin's hand. So they are saying she's not responsible.
I'm not against that.
The judge, when they were handing out the sentence, said, "We understand what happened was a tragedy at the loss of Helena Hutchins. However, to let you go scot-free would be irresponsible."
Well, so I wonder what it was like. Were there proper bullets and blanks next to each other or something?
Who knows?
I think they say that sometimes blanks can fire. I thought I read that. If you don't know what happened, they're filming a movie, and the weapons inspector, the person that looks after all the weapons, that's in charge of that for the movie.
Loading the gun,
loading it all. She's obviously loaded it with something that has... When they've shot on camera, the bullets really come out and killed the person on camera.
Yeah.
Like how it was, wasn't it the director or the producer of the film?
The cinematographer.
It's horrible. Yeah. And the person that made that actually shot the gun was famous. We all know
Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah.
He has to live with that.
Yeah, he does.
That would be very difficult.
I think he also goes to court and trial later on this year as well. So I'll keep you posted on that.
I don't know. I don't think he should be charged with anything. He was handed it on set. I mean, I don't know. Maybe new regulations need to put into the movie.
Yeah, maybe
apparently
do.
One of the camera operators complained about the gun safety and walked off the set like a week before.
There were problems on that movie set, correct?
Interesting. Yep. All right.
Let's talk about a divorce that's been going on for about 5 years now. So back in 2018, Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan filed for divorce. A year later, they were declared legally single, but now they're still fighting over money.
Still?
Yep. Jenna Dewan has just submitted new court documents where she's requesting half of Channing's intellectual property earnings from Magic Mike.
Why?
And that movie was massive. She says that he previously agreed to give her an equal share from the movie's proceeds before they divorced. So I don't know what's going to happen with that.
But did she have anything to do with the movie?
Well, she's saying that they acquired the movie together. Like she was a part of the process, and he used marital funds to help with the movie.
Okay.
So therefore, she's owed a certain portion
maybe.
Of it.
Yeah. Maybe it's like a business. You know,
exactly.
If you start a business together, you'd both deserve the cash.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. And finally, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend. Don't know if you guys saw this. They had an adventurous transfer through Dubai Airport. They were in Thailand for spring break. And then on the way back, they got, I guess their flight was delayed for about 5 hours.
Yep.
I think it was Sunday night. So 5 hours, they were just hanging out at the airport, sleeping. It looked like they were sleeping on the full floor of the airport.
Okay, this sort of blew my mind because you got John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. And the kids. Obviously very, very wealthy.
Yeah.
Very wealthy.
Yeah.
It looked like they were sleeping just not in the business class or first class lounge.
No. It was just like the floor.
It's like regular us, floor.
The regular people. Well, I think there was one picture that she shared in the lounge, and then maybe they went for a walk, and then she was sleeping on the floor.
Yeah, like, I would think that they... Isn't there a hotel?
Yes.
Why wouldn't they just... Like, do you think they're just a bit tight? They're like, we're not going to spend 300 euros on a room.
Maybe.
That's
or
why
maybe,
they're rich.
Yeah, maybe. I don't
or
know.
Or maybe they thought the delay was a lot less than it was, and they just kept
it. Yeah, John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, like...
I love that. I think that's cool.
Yeah. I think it's cool. But I just thought to myself, interesting that they would just sleep on the floor at Dubai Airport.
Yeah.
You know? Good on them, I guess.
Yeah.
Good on them. Thank you so much, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.